TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features journalist and historian Mikhail Zygar, recorded live at TED 2018.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You can earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
What is history? It is something written by the winners. There is a stereotype that history should be focused on the rulers, like Lenin or Trotsky. As a result, people in many countries, like mine, Russia, look at history as something that was predetermined or determined by the leaders, and common people could not influence it in any way. Many Russians today do not believe that Russia could ever have been or ever will be a truly democratic nation, and this is due to the way history has been framed to the citizens of Russia. And this is not true. To prove it, I spent 2 years of my life trying to go 100 years back to the year 1917, a year of the Russian Revolution. I asked myself, what if the internet and Facebook existed 100 years ago? So, last year, we built a social network for the dead people named Project1917.com. My team and I created our software, digitized and uploaded all possible real diaries and letters written by more than 3,000 people 100 years ago. So any user of our website or application can follow a news feed for each day of 1917 and read what people like Stravinsky or Trotsky, Lenin or Pavlova, and others thought and felt. We watch all those personalities being ordinary people, like you and me, not demigods. And we see that history consists of their mistakes, fears, weaknesses, not only of their genius ideas. Our project was a shock for many Russians who used to think that our country has always been an autocratic empire, and the ideas of freedom and democracy could never have prevailed just because democracy was not our destiny. But if we take a broader look, it's not that black and white. Yes, 1917 led to 70 years of communist dictatorship. But with this project, you see that Russia could have had a different history and a democratic future as any other country could or still can. Reading the posts from 1917, you learn that Russia was the first country in the world to abolish the death penalty, or one of the first ones to grant women voting rights. Knowing history and understanding how ordinary people influenced history can help us create a better future, because history is just a rehearsal of what's happening right now. We do need new ways of telling history. And this year, for example, we've started a new online project that is called 1968digital.com. And that is an online documentary series that gives you an impression of that year, 1968, a year marked by global social change that in many ways created the world as we know it now. But we're making that history alive by imagining what if all the main characters could use mobile phones. Just like that. And we see that a lot of individuals were facing the same challenges and were fighting for the same values, no matter if they lived in the US or in USSR or in France or in China or in Czechoslovakia. By exposing history in such a democratic way through social media, we show that people in power are not the only ones making choices. That gives any user a possibility of reclaiming history. Ordinary people matter. They have an impact. Ideas matter. Journalists, scientists, philosophers matter. We shape the society. We all make history. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com. 20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.